Welcome to My Money Life, a daily financial perspective with Crown Financial Ministry CEO, Chuck Bentley.
I recently told you about some ways to improve your productivity on the job to stay on your boss's good side. With the official unemployment number stuck on 10% and unofficial estimates much higher, it's a good idea to do all you can do to hold onto the job that you currently have. So today I've got three more great ways to please your boss. And this is from SmartMoney.com. Number one, communicate effectively. These days we have several options for communicating with the boss. Email, instant messaging, phone, face-to-face, and even printed notes. Some bosses want all the gory details by email. Others simply want a quick verbal report. So find your boss's preference and stick to it. Number two, volunteer. Ask for new assignments and responsibilities. Make suggestions about better ways to get things done, particularly cheaper ways. Even if your idea isn't accepted, you'll get credit for taking the initiative. So speak up and be proactive. And number three, keep it positive. Nobody likes a complainer. So if you're a pessimist, keep it to yourself. Take note of the good things associated with your job and let your boss know you appreciate them. In other words, count your blessings. Millions of Americans have lost their jobs since the recession began. Do you know someone who's looking for work? Maybe you can lend a hand, be a mentor, or just an encouraging friend. It's a great opportunity to witness for Christ. At My Money Life, we want to help you make and manage money wisely, God's way. I hope you'll visit us online at crown.org.
You've been listening to My Money Life with Chuck Bentley, CEO of Crown Financial Ministries. For more information about Crown, go to crown.org. That's crown.org.